The Guardian.
Well, what they have found is five Frenches at the bottom of a sloping field full of ripening corn, a very pretty field on the edge of a forest, a very calm, tranquil, very French rural scene. And at the end of the slope, there are these five pits, which they suspected and have now just proved are full of human bodies. They're the remains of hundreds of young soldiers who died in a battle that people have almost forgotten in this country and remember vividly in Australia, which happened at almost the same time as the Battle of the Somme in July 1916. So it was hardly reported at the time because there was such carnage just down the road from it. Some of the bodies were never recovered because the sites weren't properly marked. And these were among the ones that were just, the grave was never found, the incident was half forgotten. And there they remained for 90 years until the first human bones came out of the trench this week.
So what happened? Had they started looking again or did someone stumble across them? How have they uncovered this grave?
The story of the Battle of Fromelles was never forgotten in the area because the village was completely flattened in the fighting and totally rebuilt after 1914. So they never forgot it. The Australians remembered it because it's been called the worst 24 hours in Australian history. Between those who were killed, injured and lost in the fighting, 5,500 young Australians died. They say within 24 hours, really within 6 hours from the time they were pitched into this completely absurd attempt to cross 408 metres of no man's land and take the German lines. But the grave was dug by the Germans. So some of the bodies were left lying in no man's land and, according to people I've been talking to today, lay there for 2 years in some cases. Others died on the Allied side before they ever got started. But in the confusion of the times, the gravesite wasn't precisely mapped and people went looking for it in the wrong place and then gave up. And what happened was some Australian historians got interested in this long-forgotten battle, started looking at the records and realised that all the bodies weren't accounted for. In fact, 399 bodies weren't accounted for, and that is probably the number, about two-thirds of them Australian, that are in these pits on this field in France.
Were there British casualties at this battle?
There were British casualties. There were altogether, there were about 1,500 British that were killed and injured. About a third of those altogether, I think, probably died. But it was the percentage of Australian casualties in terms of the total number of Australian war deaths that was so shocking. About 5,500 between the killed and injured, which was about 1 in 10 of all of the Australians who died in the entire First World War were lost in this one miserable little skirmish.
And Maeve, there are family members who have been attending the archaeological dig. Are they likely to be able to identify which of the corpses belong to their ancestors?
They may. At the moment, what they have done, they're doing a very limited excavation. They have proved that the trenches are there and that there are human remains in five of the trenches. And so far, they haven't found anything that individually identifies people. But one man who was there, his little daughter, Tim Whitford, his great uncle Harry is the only person who has been definitely identified as being in that pit. And by a most pitiful irony, it's because the little town in Australia that he came from, near Victoria, gave the soldiers who enlisted for the Great War good luck medals as they left. And it's Harry's good luck medal that has turned up in this trench and that proves that he's one of the people buried in it.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.